This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, May 24th. God's word for you today is old versus new. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, when someone becomes a Christian, he is a new creature. He becomes a brand new person inside. All things are passed away. He is not the same anymore. Behold, all things are become new. A new life has begun." The truth is that God has delivered the victory over the battles raging within to us. But to really get into it, we need to realize the cause of these battles. Why do they even happen? And what exactly causes these battles? The cause is, in the scriptures we read, Paul highlighted two natures. If you're a Christian, a child of God, there are two natures within you. The person that is not saved has only one nature and does not feel these struggles. They can do anything. They kill, steal, sleep with themselves, man-man, man-woman, woman-woman, man-dog, man-chicken, and they feel nothing because of their nature. This is not about judging people that are not Christians. It is about bringing them to Christ and leaving them alone with Him. They will have the struggle with themselves. They will go through their own battle. Many of us know people who do things but do not even feel anything. In fact, it is as if they are having the best time of their lives. The truth is, it is the seed of God in you that makes you uncomfortable and makes that burden real. Romans chapter 7, verse 21 and 23 says, "I love to do God's will so far as my new nature is concerned, but there is something else deep within me, in my lower nature, that is at war with my mind and wins the fight and makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me." In this scripture, we see that the new nature is at war with the lower nature. When we come to Christ, the Bible says, "All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new." Sometimes we think that means that the old nature has passed away, and behold, we have a new nature. No, that is not what the scripture means. What it means is, the old things that we have accrued and the things we are currently accruing that should be upon us in judgment and punishment are gone and newness has come. Does this mean that the old nature does not leave us? I hate to break it to you, but as long as you are on earth and you're a Christian, you are going to have the old nature and the new nature. It is a constant battle. You do not get rid of the old nature until you go to heaven. It is when you see Jesus that the old nature goes. So, the old things that has passed away, the old things that has become new is the new nature. The old things that have passed away are the consequences of all the actions of the old nature and the old nature itself, in that it should not have power over you. How will the old nature not have power over you? The answer is the kill. Let us pray. Father, because Jesus has paid the price, therefore I stand victorious over the old nature and I live by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.